This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the 2006 Java One Conference in San Francisco. In this podcast, the second of two covering Graham Hamilton's speech about new developments for Java, Hamilton concludes the session with demos of Visual Basic as well as Ajax.
Visual Basic is an incredibly popular language. There are many millions of people who like programming with Visual Basic. We're happy to disclose a new project we're working on, Project Simplicity. There's a project to support the Visual Basic language on the Java platform. What this means is programmers will be able to write a chunk of Visual Basic in a source file, compile it to a class file, and then run it on the Java platform. I do want to be clear on one thing. This is not a project about taking existing Visual Basic applications and running them on the Java platform. Existing Visual Basic applications are full of calls on Windows APIs. We are not trying to clone the Windows platform. What we're trying to arrange is that you can take your Visual Basic language skills and use them to write a new application that uses the Java platform APIs and runs on the Java platform. I would like to hand over to Tor, who's going to show us some of these Visual Basic concepts in action.
OK. So to show what working with Basic is like, I'm going to build a very simple web application that converts from Fahrenheit to Celsius. And that might be useful to those of you attending Java 1 from a metric country like Brazil. Anyone? Yeah, OK, all right. So I'm going to first drop a couple of components, a text field to hold a Fahrenheit temperature, and I'll call it Fahrenheit so I can refer to it from code. And then we'll need a button to perform conversion. We'll attach an event handler to that. And finally, a static text component to hold the actual converted Celsius temperature. And I'll call that Celsius. So now I'll double click on the button. And if you look carefully, you'll see this is not Java. This is actually Basic. So the key thing here is you get to write your event logic in Basic. So the formula for converting Fahrenheit to Celsius is something like this. Celsius is Fahrenheit minus 32 times 5/9. And to motivate why it might be interesting to do this in Basic, I'm going to show you what you'd have to write in Java today. And it would be something like this. Celsius.setText. We'll convert from an integer to a string, integer.parseInt. We'll pull the Fahrenheit string, subtract 32, and multiply by 5/9. Now, Basic plays fast and loose with types, so we can actually write something like this instead. And I'm just going to take the text property and subtract 32 from it and multiply by 5/9. So notice that it'll do all the right type conversions very easily for us. There's something else that's really interesting here, and that is that Celsius and Fahrenheit represent standard Java Server Faces components. So what we're doing here is calling into Java code from Basic. In fact, these components do not have fields named text. They have setters and getters. Yet we're referring to those just using properties. So we're actually understanding the Java Beam property syntax and handling that from Java. The other thing to notice is that this event handler is being called from a Java web framework, Java Server Faces. So we actually have Java calling into Visual Basic, calling back into Java. And finally, I mentioned that we support Java Bean properties. We also understand the default properties that Java Beans expose. So we can even omit the text property and just infer when it's not ambiguous. So at this point, let's try deploying and see what happens. So right now, it's taking the basic code and compiling it to a standard Java Java class file that's being deployed on the server. And here it is. So the temperature in San Francisco today is 75. And as you can see, that's about 24 degrees Celsius. So we're going to have a lot more demos in our technical session on Thursday. And unfortunately, the printed time in the schedule is 1:30, but it's been moved to 9:45. So make sure you check your schedule, and hopefully you'll be there on Thursday.
Right. Thank you, Tor. Now, Ajax is clearly also a very important technology this year. We've been very careful to try and do a great job supporting Ajax from the Java platform, either in the style of JSF components internally using Ajax as part of implementing a rich GUI, or if you want to handwrite Ajax, we'll also try and support that by having people support handwritten JavaScript within their applications running in the client browser, talking back to a Java server side. But if JavaScript's so nice running on the client side, maybe we should also support JavaScript on the server side. So this is another new project. Project Phobos is supporting JavaScript within the Java web tier. This is a project that will let you take a chunk of JavaScript and either use it within a page, just the way you used to use a Java within a JSP page, or you can use JavaScript to write a servlet now. And I'll hand you over to Roberto, who's going to show us Project Phobos in action.
Thanks, Graham. So the application I'm going to show uses Ajax pretty heavily and is a mashup of two popular websites, Reddit, which is a user-moderated news site, and Delicious, which is a social bookmarking site. So what this web application does is it goes off to Reddit and retrieves the RSS feed from it, and then it renders here the top stories on that page. Now, at this point, we can do some Ajax-y things. We can take a story and mark it as one of our favorites by dragging and dropping it on this icon. We can also delete stories we don't like by dragging them on the trash can. We can also attach little notes to a story. And once we submit, they become little icons. And when we hover over them, we can get tooltips for them. Now, the interesting thing about Ajax is that this application is very interactive. There are no visible pauses or page transitions. But every update results in an asynchronous request from the client to the server. And the information is then persisted in a relational database. So nothing is ever lost. And if we refresh the page, we see that we get exactly all the tags we had. Now, the other thing we can do here is that the server is going off to the Delicious site when it finds a story, and it tries to retrieve the tags that other users have applied to a story. And this is what this little icon here means. So these are all story and tags that users of Delicious have thought were appropriate for a given story. And what's more, we can take a story that we particularly like and drag and drop it onto this icon, and we are sending it to our Delicious account. So if we actually go to my Delicious page here, and we refresh, we see that this story about Linspire now made it into my account. All the special effects you see here, all the Ajax functionality is done with the Dojo toolkit. Now, what's interesting is that this application is written completely in JavaScript, both the client and the server. And now we're going to go behind the scenes and take a look at the code. And I'm going to use my favorite IDE, Emacs. And I'm going to start off by showing you one of the views. And this is the equivalent of a Java server page, except that the language that we use is JavaScript. And for instance, this is the part of a page that renders the title of the main page we've shown in the application. And here I can insert some JavaScript code. And at this point, as Graham mentioned earlier, we can call into any Java APIs. And I'm going to, for instance, call into the system class and retrieve a value of the Java runtime version property, which I'm going to insert in the page. And then I'm going to save. And when I go back here and reload, you see that now the title has changed, and it includes the version of Mustang I'm running. In addition to pages, you can also write standalone JavaScript files, which are used then, for instance, as helpers in your application. And I'm going to show here one of these functions. And this is the function that we use to render one of the elements for a story on the main page. Here I've already prepared the code, which I will uncomment. And this is computing simply the number of Delicious tags for a story. And this is inserting it using an XML builder, which you may know from Groovy or Ruby, in the right point, at the right place in the page. Now I'm going to save. And there is no compilation, no deployment. And if you look closely, you will see that now, next to each Delicious icon, you have a count with a number of tags that are attached to a given story. And if you want to learn more about this project, please come to our booth tonight at 9:30 p.m.
Thank you, Roberto. So I hope we've shown you the range of different languages that are being supported in the Java platform. JavaScript is a core part of Mustang coming in October. We're working on support for languages like Visual Basic, more JavaScript in the web tier, a variety of other languages already running the Java platform today. Mustang is coming out in October. Hope we've given you a variety of good reasons to move on Mustang quickly, either through the great new features or through the new systemic qualities that will improve running of existing applications. Bill and I think that it's a no-brainer to leap on Java EE5 immediately. The Java EE5 programming model is so much simpler than that J2EE Classic that this feels like a no-brainer as a place to write new Java EE applications. Now, one last request for you. Please help get the word out. I always feel there's more going on in the Java platform than many developers realize. Please share all this information with your colleagues when you return to your company or your entity. We'll be posting the slides for this talk probably on my blog later this week. You're very welcome to reuse them. Please feel free to give this talk to your colleagues as part of your trip report when you get home. Thank you.